This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. investigators expressing confidence they will identify who's responsible for sending 10 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. And with less than 2 weeks before U.S. midterm elections, a new element of fear and uncertainty has been injected into the campaign in the wake of these time bombs, the pipe bombs. VOA's Jim Malone reporting.
On the campaign trail in Wisconsin, President Donald Trump made an appeal for calm.
We want all sides to come together in peace and harmony. We can do it.
But Trump blasted the news media in a tweet, even as he made a plea to moderate the heated political rhetoric on both sides. Before the mail bombs targeting Democrats, Trump had focused on immigration concerns related to the caravan of Central American migrants moving through Mexico. Democrats are countering with a furious get-out-the-vote effort in the final days of the campaign, with help from former President Barack Obama. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Saudi Arabia has again changed its explanation for the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's Istanbul consulate, now saying it was premeditated. Khashoggi, who lived in the U.S. in self-imposed exile, wrote numerous articles for the Washington Post critical of the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, believed by some to be responsible for Khashoggi's murder. UN human rights expert Victor Madrigal says it is necessary to protect people who are discriminated against based on their sexual orientation and gender identity, and urge countries to amend laws to protect these persons. This comes as the Trump administration is looking to roll back recognition of the rights of transgender persons. This is VOA News. The U.S. general wounded in last week's deadly attack in Afghanistan is recovering in Washington. Army Brigadier General Jeffrey Smiley was shot October 18th when a gunman wearing an Afghan Security Forces uniform opened fire on a group of officials leaving a meeting with the top NATO commander in Afghanistan, U.S. Army General Scott Miller. Miller escaped without injury, but others were killed. The Taliban claimed responsibility. The Koreas and the United Nations Command moving ahead with plans to de-escalate tension in the truce village of Panmunjom. VOA Steve Miller reporting that the plan to reduce troops and remove all firearms has now gone into effect.
Beginning Friday, October 26, there will be no armed personnel inside the joint security area of the Korean Demilitarized Zone. North and South Korea, along with the United Nations Command, agreed last week to implement a wide range of tension-reducing measures. In addition to the elimination of firearms, both sides will reduce the number of personnel stationed in Panmunjom to 35. Once disarmament has been mutually verified, it's expected that tourists from the North and South will be able to freely move about the area. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Police in four countries have broken up an international drug trafficking ring in which cocaine was smuggled aboard commercial flights. Colombian police say 30 people have been arrested, including the suspected ringleader Jorge Juan Merlo of Spain. Other suspects were detained in Australia, Spain, here in the United States as well. President Trump signs legislation imposing new sanctions on Hezbollah. AP's Mike Gracia reporting.
At a ceremony marking the 35th anniversary of the attack on the Marine Corps barracks in Beirut, President Donald Trump announced a crackdown on Hezbollah, the Iran-backed terrorist group behind the 1983 bombings.
We will target, disrupt, and dismantle their operational and financing networks.
241 Marines and 58 French peacekeepers were killed in the 1983 twin truck bomb attacks. Trump also said he'll be imposing new sanctions against Iran on top of the sanctions that go into effect on November 5th with the cancellation of the Obama-era nuclear deal. Mike Gracia, Washington.
French government planning to place police officers in schools in an effort to tackle violence following a string of serious incidents that prompted a debate over school security. And they had a meeting, and it was held after a video showed a student threatening a teacher with a fake gun. All of that went viral last week. Teenager charged with aggravated violence. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.